The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There have been calls for tougher sanctions on our roads following the death of four more people in recent days. But is bringing back a fear of penalty points the answer to reducing Ireland's road fatalities? We're joined now by Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie. Good morning, Shane.
Hi, Pat.
Something is going wrong because we've had far more deaths this year so far than in a similar period last year. What do you think is happening?
I know, it's totally heartbreaking. Sadly, it's not actually a surprise given the behaviour on our roads over the last few years. And this isn't the first time we've had a chat about this. There's been a clear deterioration in road behaviour, in people adhering to everyday rules, never mind more dangerous rules that lead to crashes and deaths. So, you know, it's not a surprise. We really need to do something about this.
Why has driver behaviour deteriorated?
In my view, it's clearly because there's zero or very little enforcement of the rules of the road. We don't see enough Gardaí on the roads day in, day out. They need to be on the road every single day, not occasionally, not, you know, just a decided motorway doing speeding. It needs to be every day visibly stopping people from breaking simple rules of the road. We need way more enforcement.
Now, every morning when I'm coming into work, I see people breaking the law, going into bus lanes and so on, and they do so with impunity. They never seem to be caught. And the idea is not necessarily that they're causing an escalation in the danger by going into the bus lane. They're conveniencing themselves. But if they're not caught doing that and not penalised for doing that, well, they're likely to think they can get away with anything.
That is exactly it. It's the broken window syndrome from New York. I mean, a few years ago there, the theory was that if you leave a broken window in a neighbourhood, it clearly shows that the neighbourhood is a bad neighbourhood and things get worse. And I think it's the same thing here, that, you know, if people see people going up a bus lane every day and think, oh, OK, I'm going to do that. I'm not sitting in this traffic anymore like a mug. And next thing you know, people are speeding up the bus lane to do it quicker. And next thing you know, they're not getting stopped for that day in, day out. And then they're going to break a red light. And then suddenly they increase their speed past the school, or they don't give a cyclist enough space. You know, it escalates. It completely escalates from simple rules of the road.
The question of driver behaviour, though, which has changed in other ways, I think most people, maybe I'm wrong, most people do wear their seatbelts. And, you know, bringing up your kids, the first thing you do is tell them when they get into a car, put on the seatbelt. And that probably progresses through the teenage years. And then when they ultimately drive themselves, the habit is there. But there's something else that's new, and that is, I suppose, the mobile phone, the smartphone for navigation, for entertainment, for messaging. And the use of smartphones in cars is just evident every day on the roads.
You're absolutely right. It's rampant. You know, anybody stand aside a road for 2 minutes where there's traffic going by and you'll see, I would suggest, a third of drivers looking at their phone, maybe even some of them just glancing perhaps, but then there are others that are actually testing. I was on the M50 yesterday around Dublin and I drove past two vans, one after the other, nothing to do with each other. And one driver had both arms up on the wheel, his phone clearly visible to anybody going past and glancing at it and swiping down, looking at social media, whatever he was doing. The next guy was actually texting. And this is on a 100 kilometres an hour road in the middle of the day, visible for everybody. You know, you wouldn't need any specialist security equipment to be seeing what they're doing and stopping them.
The problem is you might be travelling 25, 30 yards with your eyes down instead of on the road, and an awful lot of things can happen. And even in suburban areas, a child might run out onto the road or fall off a bicycle, you know, a young child learning to ride a bicycle. All of these things are fairly typical of what you might see during your daily drive. So the hazards are there and your vigilance has got to be 100%. But the idea of bringing back fear of penalty points, what do you think of that notion?
I think that phrase is interesting and maybe there's some benefit to that. I don't think the rules need changing as such. So I don't think we need more penalty points or stricter penalty points or anything. I just think we need to massively enforce what we have. And absolutely, we've clearly, you know, the RSA and all kinds of campaigns are trying to dangle a carrot in front of motorists in terms of, say, increasing safety. But I really do think it's time for the stick, and we need to, you know, stop them from breaking the rules and be afraid of losing their license, be afraid of getting the penalty points. And I think that's not a bad approach at all.
And the government is obsessed with speed, and, you know, speed kills. That used to be the phrase. Speed, you know, if you're going fast but within the speed limit, speed does by and large not kill on motorways. Motorways tend to be very safe. Do you think the government is preoccupied with the wrong things and maybe looking to technology rather than manpower to solve the problem?
Yeah, I think we need a mix of both for sure, but purely in terms of motorways and average speed cameras in particular on motorways, I think that's a complete waste of time and resources and energy, because as you say, the motorways are actually the safest roads in the country. And sure, motorists do tend to speed a little bit on them, but I think that's not where the issues are. And I don't think we should be deploying our resources on technology there. Instead, I'd favour using technology to do things like traffic light cameras and yellow box cameras, things like that. But not just technology. Absolutely, we need more Gardaí on the road.
The question of frustration, though, in the motorist as well. You know, when they design motorways, they try, even though it might be possible, given the topography, to draw a straight line from A to B, they build in bends and curves. So the driver does not simply get bored and perhaps fall asleep at the wheel. They have certain driving challenges to deal with, even on the relatively safe motorways. And I'm just wondering, you know, how many accidents on roads like the M50 are due to the fact that drivers are crawling along. Therefore, they think they have the leisure to use their mobile phones, and then bang, you've got a rear ender. Going through the cities again, the traffic has been slowed down by bollards and other obstacles. That frustration and boredom contribute. But is there any way of knowing that, and how do you combat it?
I mean, that's an interesting point. I mean, certainly on a quiet motorway, when a driver's bored, you can see how they might think it's safe to pick up their phone, have a look at their messages. But I think it goes back to what you said about fear of penalty points. I think if we have a system where we're enforcing rules of the road every day in a visible way, then people will be less likely to take out their phone in that situation, because they'll already have it ingrained in them that it's wrong and that it's, you know, that it is being enforced. So if such rules are being enforced in busy urban areas or busy roads all the time, the message will get across that it's not okay to be using your phone. And then somebody's less likely to do it in a quieter situation, even if they're bored like that. You know, they'll be, as you say, more vigilant.
The Gardaí also, when they're driving along very visibly, people stop misbehaving. They slow down. They put their mobile phone aside. And that's, I suppose, good in that for the moment the Gardaí car is in view, behaviour improves. But the need for unmarked cars, you know, cars that are not typically, back in the day it used to be the blue Sierra was always a Gardaí car, and you knew what it was. But now they're more anonymized, and they could be any make of vehicle, and they can be very useful in detecting bad behavior.
I agree to a certain extent, but I think we need a mix, perhaps a mix of high visibility, because I think that gets the message across more than anything. And not just Gardaí driving along, I should add. You know, Gardaí decides that on the side of the road, enforcing, as you say, things like people using the bus lanes when they shouldn't be, and mobile phone use, and actually being seen in a busy situation to be stopping people and penalising them. There's nothing quite like that to scare people into doing what they should be doing.
Now, the Road Safety Authority does not, it appears, believe in shock advertising. I'm not sure that would work quite well when people see the reality of a collision, what it does to human bodies, what it does to motor vehicles. I mean, it's very violent and very disturbing. I'm not sure there isn't a better way to kind of frighten people into this could be you, or you could be the person living with this terrible tragedy that you caused for the rest of your life.
I'm not sure I agree with the RSA's way of doing that over the years. And like those ads, they're horrible to watch. You know, and they do get you in that moment that you're watching them. But I just don't feel that they're reaching people or reaching the people they need to reach, or I don't believe they're actually changing behavior. And I think they could do a rethink in how they deploy their resources. I feel that we need education of drivers before they become drivers, rather than, you know, reaching people that are already drivers and, you know, they already have ingrained habits and driving behavior. And I don't think any kind of shocking image on the screen or over the radio is going to change that, especially when, bear in mind that so many of us watch fiction, watch TV shows where this kind of violence is normal in those things. So I just feel that we need to educate people at a much younger age rather than trying to shock them into better behaviour later on.
Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie. Shane, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
Now, some of the comments coming in: a harsh speed limit would save lives. Speed limiters, if death continues, that's presumably speed limiters on vehicles. Why always blame drivers? What about a lack of public transport and less dangerous cycling lanes that cross over roads? Bad road planning has led to deaths. Yesterday, a terrible accident at a very dangerous, badly planned junction. So sad. Not enough bus routes. And I came across the aftermath of that particular accident on the way home. And it is a crazy junction with lots of different sequences for the traffic lights and a blind visibility for people coming from certain quarters. Absolutely tragic.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.